Then the Roman soldiers took Jesus to their headquarters, and when they got there, they mocked him and spat on him and beat him. Then they led him away to be executed. And when they got to the place of execution, there were two criminals who were also to be executed that day. So they took Jesus and they nailed him to a cross. They nailed his hands and his feet. And then they took one criminal and nailed him to a cross on Jesus's left, and the other criminal and nailed him to a cross on his right. But Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them because they don't understand what they're doing." And all the people were watching. And one of the criminals began to mock Jesus, and he said, "Why don't you save yourself if you're the promised king? And while you're at it, why don't you save us too?" But the other criminal said, "Here we are dying, and don't you fear God? We deserve to die for the things we've done, but this man is innocent." And he turned to Jesus and he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus looked at him and he said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." By that time it was noon, and a darkness fell on the whole land, and it lasted until 3 o'clock. And then Jesus cried out in a loud voice, and he said, "Father, I trust you with my life." And he breathed his last breath. Well, when the Roman captain who was in charge of the execution saw all these things, he said, "This was certainly an innocent man." Now, there was a religious feast that it was almost time for this feast. And the religious leaders were concerned. They wanted the executions to be finished before the feast began. So they asked the soldiers to break the legs of the men who were being executed. But when they got to Jesus, they found that he was already dead. And then a soldier took his spear and he pierced Jesus' side. Well, when the people saw that Jesus was dead, they went home and they mourned deeply. Now, there was a rich man named Joseph. Joseph was a member of the religious council, but he had not agreed with them in their decision. And he went to Pilate and he asked for permission to take the body down. And then he went and got the body and wrapped it in cloths. And he took it and put it in his own newly carved tomb, carved out of the side of a mountain. And then he took a huge rock and he sealed off the entrance. And then he went home.